Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The International Criminal Court has accused Israel of war crimes. Actually, they should have charged the Palestinian terrorist. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tell me what the charges are and who they may be charging for whatever they think is a criminal activity.
Well, Jimmy, the authorities of Palestine claim that Israel engages in what could be called war crimes. According to Geneva Convention 1949, you can't expel people, you can't kick people out of their homes. The whole slew of Arab propaganda, and of course ignoring that if it wasn't for Arab terror, Israel wouldn't be doing anything at all. So this was moved over several years and has become very political. For example, the prosecutor who was in charge actually served as a legal assistant to a dictator in Africa, in Central Africa. It's basically a farce. They decide that Mr. Benny Gantz is a war criminal. If he lands tomorrow in Frankfurt, Germany, or Paris, France, he could be arrested.
Now, Benny Gantz is the Minister of Defense, and so he's the person, I guess, being charged with a war crime. And actually, does the ICC have jurisdiction?
Well, to answer the second question first, very simple. They say Mr. So-and-so is guilty of a war crime. He ordered the bombing of a school, and we find him guilty. Therefore, if he lands up in a country that is part of the ICC, in Europe, for example, that state is compelled to arrest him and turn him over to the authorities in Hague. But in any case, now they're just moving it into a courtroom in order to gain favor for the Arabs of Palestine, who, of course, as we all know, have been the ones responsible for anything we do because they are the ones who are originally firing off the rockets or shooting or placing bombs or tunneling under the border, etc.
Winky Medad explaining who the ICC should be charging with war crimes. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ICC, International Criminal Court, charging Israel with war crimes is basically an expansion of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This partnership between the ICC and the Palestinian Authority is tangible evidence of how the Palestinian leaders will go to any extreme to attack the Jewish state. It's that continuing conflict between Esau and Jacob, dating back some 4,000 years ago to Genesis chapter 25. This conflict will continue until the return of Jesus Christ. That's Obadiah verses 15 to 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...